Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
All right, you know, I every time I hear that warning, man, I feel like, man, I need to redo that. The as Frank would say from over there at PBDCTV, Frank, he would say, I didn't really enunciate words correctly. Yeah, warning. That's right. No, it was just that one part. All right, welcome to Night of the Living Dreads podcast episode, and this is weird, 101. Here we go.
Woo!
101, we have the...
50 Shades of Otis, 101.
We are at the starting line again.
I know, right? On track for 200 now.
Goddamn right.
We have the, as you've heard, the usual players, minus a couple. Malice is not with us. Mrs. Dredge is not with us. But we have Tom and Dom. You guys are kind of like a package deal in a sense. You guys works, you know, you guys got some projects you're working on. So who wants to start with that? Which one of you two? I know sometimes, you know, you guys do a lot of shows. Sometimes one does it, sometimes the other one does it. So tell us.
Doesn't matter. I mean, Tom and I, we work very closely together. We're working
doesn't
on
matter, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Hey, just got to roll with it, brother. But Tom and I, we work hard on BB3 TV. We promote everyone as much as we can. We're Psychomantium 13, PBDC TV, Psycho Bunny Death Cult, and Roots Bleed Red. And I also work at other stations as well. But Tom and I, we're close. We're like brothers now, so we make it work.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yep. Man. And of course, you know, you guys have Tom and Dom's world.
Dom and Tom's world.
Dom and Tom. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
The Tom's world always sticks together because that's the name of my YouTube channel, man. That's why I do
it. It is Tom's world.
That's my branding.
You like that segue there?
See. How we started that?
That was pretty good. I was on point there. That's right. Tom's world.
I had it all planned out. I swear, man.
where can we listen and watch Tom's World?
You can go to youtube.com/thisistomsworld, all one word, no punctuation. And you can watch my videos of me wandering around in the woods like an asshole. So
that's right. Sometimes falling.
Well, a couple times, but so far I have not caught it on camera, but when I do, it will be in the video. So at least watch the videos, because you never know when a fall is going to happen, because I'm not going to put it in the title.
That's a damn
well, maybe show. I will for clickbait. I don't know.
That's the viral one.
Yeah, that's the viral one. That's the viral one. And of course, we have Mr. Don Black, Unright. You go by so many names. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great.
Speaking of Frozen, you know, Chiller, you seem to be pretty close.
Probably
with
sounded
him.
Like a robot.
No, you did sound like a little bit like a robot. Yeah. are you back now?
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. All right. No, I was saying you and Chiller are pretty close, even though he put your ass.
I sound like a robot.
He put your ass in a well. The other night, last night, as a matter of fact, yesterday during the NLD's first Scurry Face show over there at the Scurry Face Facebook page.
I'm down here. Help.
And that was pretty much what we heard from you. I mean, and Chiller took your place. So that was kind of weird. And he talked a little bit about D&J Vapor. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
You need to get some of that D&J Vapor. You need some of that stuff to put in your mouth.
Chiller juice?
It's yes.
Oh, God.
because he threatens me with a bottle of lotion and sticks me down in a well if I don't.
He does.
And it can help build up your enamel on your teeth.
Yes.
It'll do wonders for you.
It will. Absolutely.
It'll do you.
It will.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do? Wonders.
What it do?
What it do?
Oh my goodness!
I'm drinking Mountain Dew.
Oh my god!
I'm at you like a spider monkey.
Moose head.
Yeah.
I'm coming at you like a jackal monkey.
Uh oh.
God damn.
Speaking of jackal monkey, how are you, sir? And tell everyone about some Nightmare Ninja Studio mask.
Yeah, fucking, I've been working hard here lately on some hockey masks and some Hannibal Lecter masks. Hit me up on Nightmare Ninja Studios. I can do all kinds of custom latex masks. I do custom hockey masks. Yeah, I can even do a custom Hannibal mask. But I've got some masks. Got some masks for sale right now, as a matter of fact.
Tell me so more. Go to my Facebook. Tell me more.
Yeah. Yeah,
almost sounded like you were going to say hand job, not Hannibal. I was.
No.
I got some custom hand job masks.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, they help block it.
Everybody needs one of those, baby. Goddamn. But yeah, fucking, hit me up on Facebook, Nightmare Ninja Studios. And like I said, see what I got on sale. If you want something that, you know, is unique or you don't see on there, you know, let me know. Drop a message and we'll make your nightmares become a reality.
Bam.
God damn.
God
made my mask.
That's right. You get Black Unright got a new mask. I got myself one, a ultraviolet paint, like black light fucking Jason mask, man. It is badass under a black light.
Black light?
Words are hard, man.
Words are hard. Black light.
And that's badass. That's one that Sarah actually painted.
That's right. Mrs. Jackal Monkey did that one. So if you want something, you know, out of the ordinary, then you got them covered.
Like,
man.
I said, we can do pretty much any fucking thing that you want. So, I mean, like I said, hit us up.
I'm telling you, you got to make masks of every one of us, and then we just randomly give them to each other and just.
I need live casts. We all need to hook up at one point, man.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and I'll do live casts to everybody.
Bring some peyote. You can make masks of each other and
smoke. I think you know which one I'm going to want.
Smoke chili juice.
Peyote.
Smoke some chili juice and have a good day. Smoke amazing.
Some chili juice. Drink some peyote.
have a good time.
Goddamn right.
Have some chicken.
Goddamn.
Oh, gotta have fried chicken.
You got to.
I always got two chickens.
There ain't no fucking KFC. We gotta have some fucking Popeyes. Fuck that
chicken. Popeyes only.
How much do we love that chicken from Popeyes?
About your gravy?
Oh.
How much?
We love that goddamn chicken from Popeyes.
How much?
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Bam. That is that's Dom's two book. We have to call him. Yeah, that's your thing, man.
Like if he was a wrestler, that would be his entrance music.
Right. It would just be extended, but it would have like
come out with
thunders.
A bucket of chicken and just throwing legs at people.
Slinging legs at people.
Instead of a fucking chair, he's throwing fucking chicken legs. Fuck you.
It would just be like over and over as he walks down.
Love that chicken from Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then here comes his opponent.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, oh shit.
Oh fuck.
Want a piece of chicken, Mr. Undertaker?
You better have that Tonya Harding adjuster.
Oh shit. Why?
All right, shit. And then, of course, last but certainly not least, Night of the Living Dreads is podcast here. You can catch a new episode every Wednesday. we also, as I mentioned, Scurry Face, we're doing a live stream through Scurry Face every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And then again on Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, Psychomanium 13, and of course over there at the Night of Living Dreads Facebook page. I don't, you know, here's
the
end group. But here's the thing. I don't, at 8 o'clock, yeah. But here's the thing.
Eastern,
right. I don't put, you know, Roots Bleed Red in there, although those are, you know, some dear friends of ours, some of our fellow psycho bunnies, and I don't put them in because that seems like their show page, you know.
It was, but it's pretty much become another page for Psycho Bunny is what's happened over time. So
okay,
a fourth page, and then there's PBDC TV, which is the fifth page.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, but through the live stream, we only go out, at least through my particular live stream, can only go out to three people. I figured that out. Three different, not people. That's about how many listen to the podcast, but no, three platforms.
Three destinations.
We have three listeners. Huh. NLD has three listeners.
It's probably us.
It is. And unfortunately, they don't even count me.
I've been listening.
But yeah, so
I have heard.
You get good reception down in the well?
My split personality and all.
Yeah.
We've all been listening.
Sometimes it all depends. When there's an airplane going by and the signal can bounce off it, I get it for like a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that should
one be. Second.
Just one.
That's yeah. It's that's not a big hole that the well is in. It's deep, but it's not big. You know.
See.
You can listen to this podcast if you want and be the fourth listener over at NightLivingDreads.com. Dreads with no A. As well as Spotify. Like and Spotify and Stitcher. And somebody wants to say hello.
Hey, man, this is like Tommy Chong.
Hey, Tommy. Hey. Tommy always likes to come in and say hi.
I just pop my head in sometimes, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man.
Well, here's
Hey, that's somebody who's trying to be cheat, man.
You ain't fooling me, man.
I know Cheech, man. You are no Cheech.
You sound like you got a mouthful of shit.
I did, man. Yeah, well, dude. I mean, sometimes I do that, you know. I mean, it gets you a little high.
Smoking
know?
Labrador again?
Labrador.
Well, now there's the Cheech imposter.
Goddamn.
All right, we're going to start off with our fluffer. Got a couple fluffer articles.
Oh, is she
articles.
Here already?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We're gonna start out slow. We got a guy who tried to mail himself to Australia or to Wales. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
He tried to mail himself. Yes, you heard that right. Mail himself to Wales from Australia.
I done told you I tried to mail myself, but I couldn't fit in the envelope.
That's true. That's going to be our first
one. I got paper cuts. Try.
Oh, my
God. I got one right across my left testicle. It hurt like a bitch when I took my shower the next day.
I got two butt cracks. Yep.
I got two testicles.
And butt cracks.
one goes horizontal, one goes vertical.
What the fuck is going on?
Amazing. We don't know.
I don't know.
I can make all kinds of money in the freak show.
Jesus Christ.
We're going for our second fluffer article.
It opens up like the mouths in Underworld.
Wow.
I like licking the envelope.
Oh my God.
It tastes good to me.
We're going to Florida for our second fluffer article. Somebody apparently tried to play Dukes of Hazzard and jump a fucking drawbridge as it was going up, bust through the freaking gates, man. Yeah. You people in Florida, I swear, Don.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Two books. You're down in Florida at the moment, right? You're working on getting back up to Jersey, but you're in Florida at the moment. You fuckers down there are either trying to shove a pickle up your ass in broad daylight out in the middle of nowhere, or fucking trying to play Dukes of Hazzard with
these
a drawbridge. These
son of bitches must be getting too much sun or something.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but we'll dive into that one. So let's go back to the first one. This guy tried. He got homesick. He was living in Australia. He was from Wales. His name is Brian Robson. He was 19 years old and decided to do what's said in this particular article from, was it metro.co.uk. He was trying to do something, and he went ahead with a very stupid plan to get home to Wales. And this happened back in 1965. After 11 months being in Australia,
Not from the land down under.
He was feeling desperately homesick.
It is falling each under.
But 40 pounds a month that he was making working for the railways there wasn't enough to afford the 700-pound plane ticket.
Well, then he should have switched the metric system, man.
He should have. It may have worked for him, or it may have not. But after being talked into it for about a week, two Irish friends.
It was a good start.
Right.
Why is it got to be about the Irish?
Two drunk guys tell him, hey, mate.
Two Irish guys and a guy
stick
from
Wales. Stick yourself in a fucking box and send your son. That was not trying to be an Irish.
So it's an English guy in Australia talking to two drunk Irish guys.
Right.
I think you should just fucking mail yourself.
Hey, man.
Put yourself right in the crate and leave.
Yeah.
You got to drill holes in it, though, because you don't want to suffocate.
It was.
I'm starting to sound British now.
You are. It was two Irish friends and colleagues known as Brian. Only as Paul, are known to Brian, only as Paul and John. They were part of the Beatles.
See, that's why I was actually starting to sound like them.
I know.
I was sounding like them a little bit, Mike.
They helped pack, listen to this. This is the greatest part of this story. They helped pack him into a box the size of a mini fridge.
Christ.
Holy shit.
Top of the morning to you. Ready to be mailed.
They nailed it shut and sent him off as cargo on a Qantas flight from Melbourne to London.
Qantas never had a crash.
At least
never,
that...
Never,
oh,
never
hold,
had a crash.
Oh, hold on. At least that was the plan.
Hey, mate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
You ain't paying attention, man.
No, well, yeah.
Brian says he needed their help because Paul had access to a typewriter to fill out the paperwork to send to him off as a post. He told the Irish Times, Paul, quote, Paul was really was 100% against it. But John said, don't worry about it. I'll persuade him.
Nah, you'll be like, right.
He sent him to Zimbabwe instead.
No, they fed him so many Irish pints. I mean, that's not what happened, but my thinking is they fed him so many Irish pints, they just said, hey, get in the fucking box, dude.
Or drink this.
Right.
I'll give you some Vienna sausage and Mountain Dew. You'll be fine.
In the tiny box, Brian brought with him pillows, a torch, his suitcase, and a book of the Beatles songs in two bottles.
Oh my god!
One for water and one for urine.
When they say torch, I think they mean flashlight because I think that's what they call
that. That might be.
I was wondering, like, if he had
torches.
A piss corner or something. But I mean,
he's now 75.
Oh, god damn!
Oh, he lived.
People have mailed themselves, though. It has happened over time. Yeah. I've heard that.
Right?
Well, how long was he in the fucking air?
That's what I'm getting. Oh, my God. When the plane landed in Sydney. All right, hold on. The Qantas flight was full, so the crate labeled by the escapee as containing a computer was put on a much slower
computer.
It was put on a much slower Pan Am flight that ended up in Los Angeles. Brian said,
"Where am I?"
Brian Brian says the airplane's hold was both freezing cold and boiling hot, and that he struggled to breathe during his journey. When the plane landed in Sydney,
you don't say.
He was left upside down for 22 hours.
Talk about a blood rush. Holy
God. But hold on. Despite several quote unquote this side up labels on the crane.
Oh shit.
Causing him to suffer blackouts.
He's like,
he had no idea how long he was up there.
I spilt my piss bottle on me. Oh no.
Oh my,
I got a shit. Oh.
Oh no, I'm laying in it. Oh no.
Man.
It's going in my mouth. I feel lightheaded. Here we go again.
Somebody let me out.
After leaving Sydney, man, and landing again, Brian thought he was finally in London. But after being carted off to a freight shed, he peeked through a hole in the chest and caught eyes with a frightened U.S. Customs official. The Customs official thought there was a dead body inside. He was interrogated by the FBI. They wanted to make sure he wasn't a Cold War spy.
Oh my God!
You let me out.
We haven't even got.
I know you know I'm in here,
and we haven't even got to the Dukes of Hazzard.
Fuck. So the guy lived then.
Apparently,
75.
Yeah. He lived though. They interrogated him and then realized, nope, he's not a threat.
Bullshit, he ain't no terrorist.
He's just the man in the box.
He's the man in the box.
All right.
So now. Did they send him back to Australia?
I don't know. I closed that article, man.
All right, yeah, fuck it.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Damn.
Who knows? I mean, that was kind of stupid, but I mean, it is quite funny for us.
It is funny.
All right. We're going to your neck of the woods, two books. You say this particular bridge that we're going to talk about, Daytona Beach's Main Street Bridge, is, you said about an hour from you, huh?
Yep, 1 hour.
1 hour.
Yep. Past the big Daytona 500 track, and okay, you're pretty much fucking right there.
Maybe this guy missed his turn because
should have made that left turn in Albuquerque.
Right, you don't make
right turns only. Right turns only. Right. Oh, left.
Left turns only.
Look, he's making another left turn.
Hell, I don't watch NASCAR.
If you make a right turn, you end up on this bridge. This driver appears to have gone right through the gates that come down when a drawbridge is going up. And as it's going up, you see this almost looks like kind of an SUV. We'll have to play this maybe on one of our live shows just so people can see this. It's not going to transfer very well, you know, on a podcast. But he busts through the gates and...
Because they can't see it, man.
You can't, man. This car gets some damn air. In the scene caught by multiple traffic cameras, a driver smashed through the traffic arms of a Florida drawbridge. And the vehicle was briefly airborne on the Daytona Beach's Main Street Bridge, as I mentioned, which crosses the Halifax River. Channel 2 down there said an impatient driver barreled through a traffic arm and jumped a drawbridge in Daytona Beach.
Woo! Let's jump this motherfucker! I got my new tires. I got this new sport. We're going at least 10 miles an hour
faster. All right. Jesus.
I could picture.
I went a little far with that one.
And they said, fuck it, Bush beer and fuck it, country music playing, and they just went.
Man, they went. And again, you have to look this up. I'm going to have to post this, or maybe I put the links. There we go again. Put the link in the description. Got some good old boys here tonight.
I tell you, fuck what?
Oh my god.
I know this area too. I could see it fucking happening. They jump the railroad tracks and shit here. They hit it like a fucking 70 miles an hour and the fucking wheels are off the ground.
Holy shit.
They're trying to get to the store so they can get him some pickles.
Well, they're trying to get away from Boss Hog.
Boss Hog?
Boss Hog.
What's hog? Where are you from, hog. Boston?
Hog. Hog. What is it? Hog?
Hog.
No, it's hog.
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 Hag?
No. Hog.
Hog. Hog.
Hog.
Hog. I'm from the East, too, so it's hog. It's H-A-W-G.
Yeah, well, there's people that are between you and I that call me Tom.
I don't call you Tom. Tom. I call you Tom.
No, it's Tom. Right. That's the Tam. People from Boston that say Tam, like with the khakis. Hey, Tam, get me
my khakis. No, it's Tom. Tam, come here, Tam. Tom. Like people come in here, Erie, Tam. Pennsylvania, my relatives, they go, yeah, oh, hey, Tommy. Yeah. It's like, no, hey, it's Tam. Tommy.
It's Tom.
And it's hey, not Tommy. Tommy, it's Tom.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, see?
Call me anything. Just don't call me like for something.
It's like
see, you know that, right? Because you start eating motherfuckers.
Well, I got these chickens here. I can always eat them.
There you go.
There you go.
What to do?
What?
What to do?
What to do?
All right. We're about at the halfway point, so now seems like a good time to talk about this was something East that Jekyll Monkey came up with to take and just a general, you know, roundtable discussion of our favorite movies and why, and I think it's a great time to do that. We've all been very busy shows and things like that. So I thought that we would start with a little rundown that I found, and as we were talking before backstage, that it was these aren't really the movies we would really see on a top 10. Some of them are, but there are a lot of movies that probably should be on here that wasn't named by, and this comes from sci-fi.com, so we won't hold that against them.
Right.
And I don't know if these are like, okay, the top 10, I'm guessing we'll start at number 10. I'm assuming that that's how, you know, they planned it out. Number 10 already, I call bullshit Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And bullshit in the way of it should have, for one, been a little higher in my opinion. And this is just my opinion. But there are so many movies above this one that we'll get to that I don't know if they should have, you know, really even been on the list, period. Dom, let's just start with you down there below me on camera. Two books. What's your thoughts on number 10
being Psycho? I don't think it should have been anywhere near the list of top 10. I think that was just story. I think that was the trendiness of trying to go with the times of trying to pick, because I know the other ones that are on the list, but that movie is just not. I would consider that more of what would that be?
Well, I call it a psychological thriller.
Yeah,
basically.
More psychological. Right. I would not consider that horror by no means.
Even though it is said that Psycho was kind of the birth of a modern day slasher film.
Well, I mean, that's the times it was in, but they've gotten better and shit over the years.
For sure.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't put it on the list of top 10 the scariest ever.
Well, not scariest, just top 10 horror films of all time. Oh, well,
it was more horror suspense.
Horror suspense. So go ahead, Tom. What's your thoughts on that then?
Well, Anthony Perkins did a spot on job as a young man, and even in the later ones that they made in the 80s,
he did a better job in the 80s.
When he got older. Yeah. But Vince Vaughn actually did a really good job in the remake.
I thought it was good.
I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was weird to see him not being funny, but
when was he ever funny?
Well, looks aren't everything.
Well, how do you see Psycho in the top 10, though, Tom? How do you see, I mean, should it be there? Like, Dom, see, I was kind of on the fence, you know.
It should be there. Just because of the nostalgia, the classic that it is, and how it was like the beginnings of things, similar to how even rappers nowadays can thank people like the Beatles and Elvis and everything for paving the way of things coming about. You know what I mean? So the modern day horror movies, suspense movies can thank movies like Psycho, what's the one that Orson Welles did?
War of the Worlds.
No, Citizen Kane.
Okay.
That wasn't a horror movie, but it was suspense, so it was kind of the same genre, but it was like the beginnings of a lot of movies.
Sure, absolutely. Don, you were down there shaking your head yes, as far as Psycho being, you know, which I think it is as well, being a an influence to modern day horror and different types of horror. What do you think about Psycho being number 10 on this list?
Actually, I think it deserves that spot. You know,
so that's a good even spot for horror, 10. Okay.
Psychological horror, and it's a slasher thing to call. Things evolve, things change, and get better with time. Like Tom said,
they do change.
They change, and I think it deserves the spot. I mean, it's a really good movie. Number ten is
right where it needs to be, and I kind of think it could have gone a step or two higher, but I kind of agree with you there on that one. I think it does deserve to be there because it is a classic. Jackal Monkey, what's your thoughts on Psycho at number 10?
I kind of agree. I'd have to agree with Dom on that one, though, man. I don't really see it so much as like a horror film, really, as like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Like a same thing. You know what I mean?
But the rotting corpse in the attic is the horror aspect too.
I mean, you got to look too, like you guys were saying, you know, I mean, at the time it was fucking made, there wasn't shit like that at that fucking point in time.
Right. It was definitely, you know, one of its kind at that point. And as I mentioned, it has been known to influence modern day slashers. Number 9 is The Freaks, or just Freaks, as it's known.
They were like circus freak
people.
And there was like all the, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that deserves one of us. What's the official name of this list?
The official name of the list is
Top 10 Horror Films?
Top 10 Horror Films of All Time.
Yeah, I don't think that deserves to be on there.
I don't either. Not even a little. No.
That's a cheesy B movie from the 80s, which
this is from the 30s.
Oh, the original.
Freaks from the 30s.
It's exploiting people that has disabilities.
I've seen a documentary on it.
Were they like real freaks in the movie?
Yeah, Yeah.
Like, so some it, of they them had, were. Like, Alice the, what's her name? The Goon, Alice the Goon or something? Or what the fuck?
Let me read you this short paragraph that it has on this. A lot of classic films don't have the same scares that they had when they were originally released. But there is something about the 1932's Freaks that still makes it chilling to this day. The film follows an acrobat who marries a sideshow dwarf, then conspires with her strongman boyfriend to kill him and take his money. When the circus entertainer discovers the plan, their vengeance is worse than just murder. The controversial, perhaps exploitative, like what you were saying, Don, film cost Todd Browne, best known for directing Bela Lugosi in Dracula, but it did cost him his career, pretty much, but it's an unforgettable piece of cinema. It's something worth watching. I agree with you, Tom. I don't think this deserves to be on it. Dom,
it did have the chick I was talking about.
I've never seen it, so I can't put my opinion on it, but I will watch it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's worth checking out. Don, have you watched this one?
Yes, I have.
They were called pinheads in the movie.
Yeah, it was a really good made movie. It to me, it's not a horror movie.
No,
it's just a thriller or a suspense or something like that.
I guess it could go in that direction. Yeah,
like a gross out movie for the time.
Yeah.
And it's exploiting certain actors and stuff.
Sure.
Right.
But. Like, I saw a documentary. More of like a. Some of the actors didn't make that much on it because they were
little people. Well, they were little people. They didn't need as much money.
Well, it was just, I don't know, degrading to me in a way.
Well, that was the point, technically.
Jackal Monkey, what do you think about this? Have you ever seen it? What do you think about it being number 9 on all time?
It's a badass. Nah, it's like I said, it's a badass movie, but in top 10 of all time. Come the fuck on,
No. Mm-hmm. By 9, like we I should said, be getting probably, into things that are more our time.
Yeah,
probably about half this fucking list. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Probably more than half the list, actually. But
see, like. In my opinion, 9 should have been something like Tom said, like going more of our time. Like the movie Entity is way fucking scarier than that, I'm sure.
There are some on this list that get a little closer to, you know, our time. This is all
there should
time.
Be more from our time because there are a lot more scary movies. In our time, that are actually scary. We'll just say horror. There are more horror movies in. I mean, granted, I know back in the 40s, the 50s, and stuff, they started getting into it a lot, and they were doing a lot of the cookie cutter horror movies. You know, there was always a Frankenstein type thing, a Wolfman type thing, all that.
Right.
But then they started getting a little more creative in the 60s, the 70s, and then by the 80s, I mean, even the fucking B. Movie studios were putting out quality horror movies that still hold a candle today.
Yeah.
Special effects got better. Exactly. Production got better. Everything. The stories got better. Ideas. You know.
It's so much so that they've actually tried to make remakes of those like B movies and stuff like that. Like case in point. Exactly. Right now, my dad is downstairs watching the remake of. It's not a remake per se of Evil Dead. Now we all know that's my favorite fucking movie franchise, show franchise. I love it to death. But the remake, I didn't like at all.
I liked
until it. Really? I realized that it was the same story just in a different parallel universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then I actually liked it. I'm like, all right.
Interesting. Well, we are going to get to a little bit closer to our time with number 8 on the list. That being
sorry.
No, you're good. No, this is fine. Scream, 1996.
Nope. Who the fuck wrote this? What they like?
Sci-fi.com is where I'm getting.
Oh, well,
have they actually watched a horror movie?
Go fucking figure.
Right. That's why I picked this list, because I thought this would be very comical.
I'd rather watch his big cousin holler.
Yeah. The fucking these are movies that you could buy as posters at Spencer's.
Exactly.
The best aspect of the movie Scream is that you get to see Drew Barrymore in it for a little bit.
Well, you know what I thought? I was not a fan of Scream for the longest time. And then I actually thought about the whole premise of the movie. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking brilliant, actually.
Yeah, it just wasn't done the right way, I don't think.
They're making another one, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. All right.
Because we didn't get low enough ratings in the last three that we made.
So apparently we know how Tom feels about this. Should it be at number 8? Not on the list at all, I guess. Right, Tom?
No. No, not for a top 10. If not it were maybe top 25, maybe it would be on there. Maybe.
I'd
maybe,
say top 50. It would make a top 50. Jackal Monkey. Like 24.
Oh, no. I absolutely fucking hate the fucking franchise. I can't fucking stand Scream. I don't like any of the Scream movies.
It always seemed like a joke to me.
Right. And look at what the fuck he's wearing. I mean, I mean, I'll watch Scary Movie, you know. Yeah, I mean, funny. That's about it, you know. He would fucking no one can run around in that shit.
Right.
You're going to fucking trip over something and fucking fall down. I mean, come on.
Honestly, if you think about it.
I worked in a haunted house. I wore shit like that. Like,
right.
This shit's fucking incredibly hard to move around in. Like, fuck that.
But you want to know what I did like about this movie? This is what I liked about this movie. The Ghostface, whoever, you know, was playing, because, yes, it was multiple people in the movie. But
And the mask was lame as shit, in my opinion.
The mask was lame. I didn't dig the mask, says the mask maker there. Think about it. God, look how clumsy fucking Ghostface was.
Yeah.
He was tripping. That was hilarious. I mean, that brought a sense of realism. So you were saying, I'd be tripping all over the place. This guy actually,
he was. I mean,
you could have threw a pack of cigarettes at him and he would have fell down.
It's like, oh, shit. Right.
Now, I'll tell you something about this list that it's kind of thinking in my head right now. You take Psycho and you take Scream.
Right.
They are trendsetters. I think they just made the wrong list. You know, Scream was a trendsetter in the 90s.
They took most trendy fucking horror films.
Right.
That's what they did here.
What about number 7 on the list? Saw. Again, another trendy film. Nah. Should it be on the list?
I hate that movie.
The first one, maybe. I don't know about the top 10, though.
Like, a psychological thriller, horror, no.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw the first one, when you didn't know anything about Jigsaw, and then he got up from being on the floor, you were like, what the fuck?
That was good.
It blew my fucking mind.
See, but that's a one-time watch movie, though. Like, you already know what the fuck.
Right, exactly.
It's like that. What's that other one with Bruce Willis? Sixth Sense. You already know what the fuck's gonna happen in the end. You can only watch that once.
Well, right. Yeah. But when you watch it a second time, it's a different movie. When you watch it a second time, once you know what's going on,
You notice the shit.
Don, what do you think about Saw being on this list at number 7? Where would you put Saw, Mr. Dombley?
Up your ass.
I don't think it needs to be in the top 10. I do think it needs to be in the rankings because, I mean, you've got it's psychological horror, which is, it's psychological horror. It's, you know, you've got the whole costume, the pig face, the pig, y'all remember that, and the little tricycle dude.
Yeah.
The little tricycle. And that's the horror part, you know, that's. Yeah.
No, I get that.
I get that too. I understand that, Don.
Oh, shit.
I'm all oldish. I want to play a game.
See, but that also makes my list of trendiness.
Here. Right. It does.
You'll notice on the wall there are 3 boxes. Pick the wrong one and you will die.
And you're fucked.
Your time starts now.
What happens if we pick the right one?
Bam. Number 6 on the. But I mean, you could have just taken the dog out.
Picked the wrong box, man.
Oh my god, dude. Shit.
Number six is probably one of the movies that we could all agree deserves to be in a top 10. That being the 1974 classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I love how that in the remake, they still had John Larroquette doing the narration.
Was that really him?
Yeah, that was the guy. That was Dan Fielding.
No, I know. Yeah, because I figured that out with the first one. I did not know with the remake that he still did. I loved him as Dan Fielding at Night Court.
I did too.
Oh my god, he was my favorite character. I do too. And that's yeah. I didn't know the remake. Really,
he was the narrator on both.
Shut the fuck up. That's great. So, I mean, no, hands down, I'm sure, I mean, open floor, whoever wants to jump in and talk about this. Number six, all right, should it be, you know, higher? Should it be lower? How do you guys feel about it being at number six?
I like it at six. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a tough call, actually.
Yeah, because there's a lot of movies that could have also been on this list that we've already talked about. A lot of the movies we've already talked about shouldn't even be on the fucking list.
Right.
So, I mean, okay, where does this one rank with all the ones that maybe you think should have been on the list? That's a tough
one. Some of the sequels to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre were actually more gory than the original.
Yeah.
Like, but in an 80s... fashion, 80s B-movie fashion or whatever. Like, they had that one guy that kept picking at his skull with the freaking
Playhead. Yeah, yeah.
Good old Bill Moseley.
Yeah, Bill Moseley.
I would say that deserves a nice spot where it's at. I mean, it's classic horror.
I agree. Don, what do you think? Texas Chainsaw Massacre 6, is that a respectable spot? You thought that Psycho was good at 10? Do you think that Texas Chainsaw Massacre is good at 6? Horror movies all time.
And what do your dogs think?
I think it should have been higher. I think it should have been like ranked number 4 or something like that, or 3.
Okay. All right. Jackal Monkey, did you have anything to add to this? You think this is where that needs to be, man?
Oh no, I'm a huge fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan. Huge fucking fan of the first film. Not just because I'm from Texas, but you know, I think it was one of the first fucking slasher films out there. If not considered the first slasher film to really
Psycho
paved the fucking way.
Psycho.
Well, yeah.
All right, now look. Norman Bates dressed up as his mother.
Well,
right,
yeah, that's true. That's
killing
someone with
her voice.
A big butcher knife, you know, paved the way for people putting masks on and stabbing people with butcher knives.
Now,
Texas
I would say
Chainsaw
that's
Massacre
true.
Is more, you know, obviously, you know, the chainsaw
it's
family.
Straight,
you
it
know,
definitely took. It took way more of the like. There wasn't. I mean, there was suspense, but it wasn't. It wasn't like the psychological shit that Psycho fucking nailed
you with.
I
get that.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
It was once Texas Chainsaw started going, it was just pure fucking goddamn horror. Like, holy fucking shit, these people are fucking taking us and cutting us into fucking pieces, and holy shit, they're fucking eating us. Holy fuck. Yeah.
It's like the start of war. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like for me, it's probably a fucking number 2, man.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Awesome. Wow. Now we're gonna get into the top 5 here of this list, and we're getting to which I believe this film does deserve to be in the top 10. And probably right where it's at, that would be Dario Argento's Suspiria. And we'll start with our resident Italian here, Two Books. you've seen this?
Well, I didn't see this, but I know the trilogy because I've seen the Mother of Tears. Okay. Now I know what he was trying to go with it, and it's a really Mother of Tears is a really fucked up movie. It's like you have to question what you're watching. So I'm sure the other two, the Inferno and the what was it called? The first one, Suspiria. Suspiria, yes. Which actually, when I watched the trailer, it was a really cool word how they put it. It's like phantasmagoric. That's how they pronounce that movie, phantasmagoric. So it actually makes me want to totally watch it. But I know it's a really fucked up story. So
murders, maggots, and mayhem follows. And that's just a little one sentence out of the description of this that I wanted to throw out there. Number five, Tom. Suspiria, have you seen it?
I have not. I actually am just now looking it up. Is it the 1977 version you're talking of?
Yes.
Okay. It says an American newcomer to a prestigious German ballet academy comes to realize that the school is a front for something sinister amid a series of grisly murders. Mm-hmm. I have not seen this.
Yeah. I have seen it, but... there were party favors involved, so I may have not. Right. Don, have you seen Suspiria? What do you think about number five?
I haven't seen it, so
you can't even say shit. Right. I mean, what the hell, man? Do you guys value your time on the podcast?
I just have never even heard of it.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Wow.
There was a remake, apparently.
Like, no, there was.
Right. In 2018.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. We're like three or four. The remake's good, but it's not as good as the original, in my opinion.
Well, that's usually the case.
Right. But the remake does have some really fucking cool, like, camera tricks and shit that they do where they play off of all the colors, like the backgrounds and the colors,
which is what Dario did a lot of, man. His lighting, the filming, the way he filmed that shit. And there's nothing, I mean, honestly, man.
Oh shit, somebody's paging me.
So they're
god damn.
So, but that being said,
I've obviously seen it.
Forever recorded.
I think it deserves fucking
on many shows.
It deserves five.
I think it deserves. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, The Exorcist.
Oh,
absolutely
shit,
love that movie. I absolutely love it, and that would have been number one for me.
I wouldn't call it number one, but I will say this: as a kid, that is one movie that scared the ever living shit out of me. Like, I can actually recall a time, and not to go too far into the story because I know we're stretching here, but
no, you're good.
When I was younger, really really young, my parents had to go out because somebody had to be taken to the hospital on the street, and my parents went, and the young dude next door was supposed to be keeping an ear out for me. I was already sleeping for the night. I woke up. I come downstairs. The TV's on, and the fucking Exorcist is on. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's around. I got fucking Regan on the screen going,
your mom sucks cock in hell.
I screamed at the top of my lungs for like 5 minutes until he finally came over because he's a fucking stoner. One of those fucking potheads, man.
Right. Like me.
God damn.
Anyway.
Right. So I guess number four is a good spot for you then, Tom?
Yeah. There's definitely more before that I value more, but I'd say number four.
And we're going to get to that because actually we were going to talk about our favorite, you know, horror movies, and I think we're kind of getting to that as we go through the list because Two Books said that this was his favorite. Am I wrong? Okay.
It's my favorite, and the book is even crazier. Like, because if you listen to the audiobook, it goes right to like the sound effects.
Or you can just read the regular book.
Well,
you know,
William Peter Blatty. Yeah. Yep.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don Black. What do you think? Exorcist, is this a good spot on the top 10 horror films of all time, number four?
Yes.
It is?
And that movie's just crazy.
Yeast.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeast.
It is. Yes. It is.
Yes.
Yep. And I don't think I left you out, yep. Jackal Monkey. That you do agree that that should be there as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree with it.
Domo arigato, visto, roboto, domo, domo. Domo, domo, domo.
No. Fuck.
No, you're good.
God damn it.
God damn.
God damn. Yeah, number four is a good spot for me on Exorcist, for okay. sure.
Okay. Now we're getting to the last three of the list. Here we go. What do you guys think number three is? I would just go around the table. Tom, what do you think number three is?
This is supposed to be of all time.
All right? time.
But we have to take into consideration the fucking sci-fi.
Sci-fi.com, but all time.
I bet they put it on there.
Oh, geez.
I bet it's
the
it.
Remake.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No,
the remake of
George. Poltergeist.
That was a good call, Don. But no, go ahead, Tom.
Wow, all time.
Number three.
War of the Worlds.
No. Dom, two books. What do you think?
Between one of two things, it would either be Jaws or Halloween.
Okay, no. And Jackal Monkey, wow. Number three.
How fair is that? He got two guesses, man.
Holy.
Well, he slipped that in because he's got two books.
God damn. Fucking,
I got two
holy shit. Son of a bitch. Better time up.
God damn.
God damn. Shit, none of them. I'm gonna say one of my favorite franchises, but I'm gonna say the first Friday the 13th.
No.
What?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Dracula.
No. Night of the Living Dead.
All right.
Oh, okay.
The original.
The original.
The black and white.
Romero.
Yes.
Okay.
Romero. Yeah.
They were both Romero.
I'll let that.
The remake was him too, I think, wasn't it?
I think so.
Now, Jackal Monkey.
No, Tom Savini.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's
Tom
the one
Savini's
that did this.
Version was really good.
Yeah.
Tom Savini actually better. Directed it.
He actually.
But Romero directed. Was still around then, so he had to have something to do with it.
Yes, he approved everything.
He did.
He basically he oversaw.
Tom Savini was supposed to be the special effects artist on the original one, but he got drafted.
Yes.
Yep.
Drafted in Yep.
Yep.
I've seen some things and stuff, man.
Man and stuff and things.
Hell yeah.
Don, did you want to say that? I thought I heard you may want what? What?
Savini's version is better.
I do. I don't know if it's better, but
it's
that's
effects are better.
The effects.
The story
are
is the same.
The story.
The effects. The story.
Yeah.
Everything.
They're coming
better.
For you, Barbara.
All right, with that being said, Don, you did agree that three, this is a good spot for it, the original?
No.
No?
I think it should have been lower. No, I don't.
Wow.
No.
All right. Okay, you're playing damn. That guy. All right.
I think Exorcist should have bumped up higher.
I can post an argument for that. Sure.
But this was the beginning of a whole slew of movies and TV shows
another
and everything of zombies right? because they never had
another
a
trendsetter
zombie
right.
Right.
before that.
Exactly.
But if Savini, was first before Romero, I guarantee you Savini's would have been.
Well, if he was there to be the special effects artist like he was supposed to be,
right.
that movie would have been a lot different.
Right.
Yeah, they had to go
yeah, well,
with a much
yeah.
more subpar
yeah.
guy. I don't remember his name, but he apparently yeah. sucked compared to him.
No, he
right.
did. He did. So let's play the same game with the last two. We're down to one and two. Number two, Tom, what do you think number two should be?
Wow. See, it's hard to get my mindset wrapped around these people because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
My thoughts are crazy, Tom, on this one too, because I'm thinking they're going to go into the characters that we now know, which is a Jason, a Freddy, or Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you, Nightmare on Elm Street.
What, number two?
Robert Englund is God.
I would have gave that one to Halloween, number two.
I don't think that deserves to be the number
I don't either.
No, not
number one, but it's fine where it is. Number two, the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, the original Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, not the friggin' stupid-ass retarded version that he made. Because that guy, no, he's not Freddy.
Rorschach?
I don't even know his
name. Yeah. Rorschach? Ooh, misguided.
Goddamn.
No, it's like, for me, Freddy has been a huge factor for me. I mean, I went and saw the movie. I was 10 years old. My grandparents took me to see this movie in the theater. And that night I had nothing but nightmares about Freddy coming lunging at me from the dining room as I slept in their living room. But,
one, two, Freddy.
But then when I saw the second one sucked ass. I will say that. I still love seeing Robert Englund play Freddy, but the second one sucked ass. Yeah. The third one was the mecca of the series, Dream Warriors. That was the best movie. They couldn't have done any better. They had to compromise a lot.
Well, they could have done better with Dokken.
Well, I like that song from Dokken. I don't like much.
You
other
would. I've seen your hair when you were a teenager.
I love the music video when I was a fucking kid too. Jeez. Love that, and the Fat Boys video too.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Will Smith did a Nightmare on Elm Street video too. There's a nightmare on my street.
Speaking of Fat Boys, Don, what'd you think about fucking
what the
Freddy?
Hell is that supposed to mean?
Nightmare on Elm Street number two. What do you think, brother?
I mean, I think it's fine where it's at.
Number two of all time, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a classic.
It is.
It's a thriller. It's psychological. It's classic horror, classic slasher.
That's true.
It's all wrapped up into one.
Kind of.
They were original with his weapon.
Good fucking point there.
That is a good point. What scares you more than, you know, when are you most vulnerable? When you're fucking sleeping.
When you're fucking asleep.
Right.
So that was always something that got to me. Halloween is number one.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, of course,
yes.
Me being a Michael Myers guy, I'm like, yeah, but then I'm like, no.
That shouldn't be number one.
It shouldn't be number one. Now, let's go.
On the simple fact that what was it, the second or third movie they did where it had nothing to do with Michael Myers?
And I like that one.
That's a big argument.
I don't know why.
It's Season of the Witch.
I love it. Yeah,
Season of the Witch.
Mm-hmm. Tom fucking Atkins.
Yeah. That's all you got to say.
That's all you
happy,
need.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
And Myers is in that movie.
Halloween. Silver.
He's not in that movie.
Yes, he is. He's on a TV screen. Yeah.
He makes
a clip of him from a previous movie.
Yeah.
That's not him being in it. That's just them showing a recorded thing that was already.
Michael Myers is in the goddamn movie.
So what should have been number one? We're going to do a round the table number one, and then we're going to call quits. Tom. Number one.
Well, I have already mentioned, of all time, it's got to be the Evil Dead franchise. I fucking love it. I love Bruce Campbell. He plays the perfect character as Ash Williams, which you didn't even know his last name until, like, pretty much until the Ash versus Evil Dead came out, because they never said it. But even before that, just with the first original three movies, I was hooked. Like, I actually saw Evil Dead 2 first. And then I saw Army of Darkness, and I saw them both a bunch of times before I finally saw the original. And I thought, man, this is totally different because it's a little more serious, and they're trying to be a little more like horror-ish as opposed to the comedy in the other ones. And I kind of didn't like it for that aspect, but like I love the movie. Like just as I watched the making of the movie, the original one, and what they went through, and how they made the special effects and everything,
all
it
time.
Was awesome. And then when they made the Ash versus the Evil Dead series on
all
was
fucking
it Showtime,
time. All
it
fucking
was,
time,
yes,
Evil Dead, yes. All fucking
Evil,
time,
Evil
of
Dead,
all
yes.
horror movies that's ever been made.
Yep,
that's the one. Okay, all right, all right. I
because
can't like
it expands to other movie realms too. Because apparently, they say that Jason Voorhees is actually a Deadite.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
A Deadite are the evil things in the Evil Dead.
Oh. Actually, he is a revenant.
I don't even know what that means.
I've delved very deep into this, yes. They are basically like the more powerful like forms of like the Deadites that have more of a sentient being. Like they're not as much as slaves so much as the other lesser little shits.
I thought Jason.
But like if you actually look in I forget which movie, which of the Friday the 13th movies it was. You actually see the Necronomicon Ex Mortis in that movie.
Jason Goes to Hell.
Yes,
it's Jason and then Goes to Hell.
In Evil Dead 2, when they're in the shed above the door is Freddy's glove, and it was actually Freddy's glove from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 or 2. They stole it from the set because they were filming next to each other. They stole it from the set and hung it up there.
Shut up.
And that glove has been missing ever since.
Interesting. So Evil Dead should be is Tom's number one horror movie of all time.
Sorry for the long-winded explanation. I get passionate about my Evil Dead.
No, I get it.
15 minutes over time, Tom.
Now, let's go right below me here to two books. Two books you've already mentioned.
Exorcist, because Exorcist. It fucks with the religious base. It fucks with the people's mind. It just kind of took it in an order where it's, you know what? There might be something else out there within the devil realm and you know, with Captain Howdy and Reagan and shit like that. And they just, they took a disgust version of you know, sex, horror, all of the above, and just they threw it in your face, and I loved it. And they made it creepy.
This is the thing. This is not what we want, you know. I mean, this is our personal number one of all time.
Right.
Not what it should be.
Right.
Don, what's your number one horror movie in your mind of all time?
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
That movie scared the shit out of me.
Exactly.
It's a good one.
That is a good
shit coming through the TV. You know, the guy that was it, the preacher guy that knocks on the door.
Yeah.
Had cancer. He actually had cancer and was on his deathbed and played that part.
Most of the people in that movie died.
That's the way he actually looked.
Wow.
I mean that, and then he used real skeletons.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
right. There's a curse on that movie. Most of them died.
Where is it ranked up there? Where is it? I mean, there's so many arguments.
They're not on the list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think that should have been on a list. I don't know if in the top 10, but it would have been very fucking close in my opinion.
Fucking Pet Cemetery wasn't on there or nothing like that. I'm like, what the
fuck? I know, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, come the fuck on.
Go ahead, Jack. And if
it's
going to
be It that's on there, it's got to be the original It because I don't. I mean, the remake is cool, I guess. But Tim Curry, I mean, come on, man.
Tim fucking Curry.
Yeah, come the fuck on.
Jackal Monkey. And I know you're no. Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
We all float down here.
And I know these are cookie cutter movies, but where's Bela Lugosi? Where's Lon Chaney?
Right.
I agree.
No, they should be
right.
On.
Yeah.
Where's the
all
first
right, yeah, we should all put in
the first.
Our top 10 on the Dreads Facebook page.
No, I agree. I agree.
And yeah, that's homework we got to do now.
What is your top movie? You mentioned Friday the 13th, Jackal Monkey. You specialize in those masks at Nightmare Ninja Studios, but that wasn't on the list.
Yeah, none of them. But I mean, and neither was. I mean, I love the fucking franchise. Don't get me wrong, but my number one fucking none of those were on there either, which fucking shocked me. My absolute number one is fucking Phantasm.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's the fucking
Tall Man interdimensional fucking. You know, shit going on. You got fucking crazy fucking midgets that he makes out of fucking corpses. You've got fucking reanimated corpses. You've got flying metal balls with fucking spikes and fucking drills and shit.
Right. You know, I mean, Don, what were you saying, brother?
The movie Waxwork.
Mm-hmm.
That was a damn good one, too.
And for that matter, Puppet Master, Hellraiser.
Right.
Yeah.
These are all franchise movies that were awesome.
Right.
Wishmaster on the list.
My list, my number Reanimator. One. No, is going to be something that Don mentioned. Mine's going to be 1931 Bram, or not Bram, Bela Lugosi.
Bram?
Bela Lugosi.
Dracula. Bela Lugosi. Dracula.
Fuck yeah, brother.
That one right there, again, scared the shit out of me, too. I was always Dracula on fucking Halloween. And I don't know, man. I got a thing with Dracula. Let's do a, we're going to call this the quick spit. Spit out some fucking links. Quick spit, Tom. Go ahead. Tell us where we can see you and Dom. I guess you can be the spokesperson, whatever.
Well, for me, you can find me at youtube.com/thisistomsworld, all one word, no punctuation. You can also find my show for This Is Tom's World Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Psycho Mantium 13, Roots Bleed Red, PBDC TV. And yeah, that's it. Now I'll leave Dom and Tom's World for the next guy.
No, all right. Dom, tell us about Dom and Tom's World.
PBDC TV, Psycho Mantium 13, Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Roots Bleed Red. God, I fucking stuttered on that
and
one.
Dom and Tom's World.
Dom and Tom's World is on that network with BB3 TV. Nice. You can also find me on WLFEDB with Genevieve, Real Talk with Dom, and Night of Living Dreads.
Awesome.
Otis.
And Dom, where can we find Chiller?
Chiller the Clown here on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, TikTok. And the rest on the other channels.
There you go. Right. We don't need to say them again, man. They did it so well. Jackal Monkey, tell us where we can get a mask.
You can get your masks right over at Nightmare Ninja Studios on Facebook. Like I said, I've got some badass stuff on sale right now. Hit me up on Facebook, Nightmare Ninja Studios, and we'll make your nightmares a reality.
Awesome. And, of course, Night Living Dreads, Dreads with No A, nightlivingdreads.com on Spotify, Stitcher, Facebook page over there on the group, scurryface.com. That's right, scurryface. Thank you, guys.
The official rep. You're an official rep for Ohio.
I am.
Yeah. And Kentucky.
Next week.